Well, good morning and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all in this room know that I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. Welcome. And those of you who are joining us online, I welcome you to our service online. And so let's begin the service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here, is we are awakening to that inner presence. That inner presence of the divine that is the only power, the only presence, the only life, the one intelligence and peace and love and wholeness and goodness that exists within us, because it is our own divine nature. It is that which we have come from, and it is that which we are representatives of, and it is actually the core essence of who we are. And so we come here to remember, to feel once again through the words that are spoken and the songs that are sung, oh yes, this is who I am and what I am. Because as we awaken to our own power and the presence of peace within us and the activity of love that is always available and lives within us, then we have access to those things. And as when we have access to them, then we can bring that into the world. And it changes a conversation. It changes a relationship. It changes the way we interact with other people in the world. And because we are connected to everyone and everything, not only does it change that conversation, but it actually kind of ripples out and affects the whole. That is part of our spiritual evolution and our growth and our remembering. And so I thank every single one of you for walking this path, for bringing that presence into this world in a way that is beneficial, in a way that is loving and kind and generous and makes a difference. Thank you for that. And so on platform with me today is David Conant, our practitioner. He's going to lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. And Joy Janes is going to be leading us in singing that song, I Open Up. The words will be up on the wall. You feel free to sing along or just take it in and rest in that music. But to allow that to help you slow down a little bit and become centered in your own beingness.
Silence, I feel the loving. take in the stillness, in the silence. I feel the light inside of me.
As I open my mind and heart to the One Source, I become centered and fully aware of the presence and power of the Divine. This is Spirit in its most powerful, creative, and loving form. With it comes unlimited joy, love, and unlimited good. Because there is only one source for all of life, and that includes us. The things we deal with every day are doorways and opportunities to recognize that we live blessed lives because of who we really are. The good I am affirming today flows from Spirit through Living Beyond Limits, from Reverend Jennifer, and directly into our lives. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I bless joy. I bless all spiritual paths. And I bless everyone here. And I bless this service. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. Our mental attitudes are our most precious, priceless possessions, and the deep issues of our thought can make or unmake us. We should realize that our world is of God, and its essential nature is good. That which seemingly opposes us in the world can be overcome and dissolved by right thinking if our motives are right. This universe is our field of opportunities. It is the great laboratory in which we, who know the power of mind, can work miracles. To look out on our world and expect only good from it is true and sacred living. The intelligence that created us requires our cooperation with the laws of right thinking based on right motives. I behold my world today as the expression of God's intelligence. Everywhere I walk this day, I walk in the presence of good. Everyone I meet today is the incarnation of Spirit. I joyously cooperate with the Spirit in every man. I look out upon my world as God does and call it good. And so it is.
But having that sense that everything is sacred, that everything is filled with the divine, and that everything is alive with spirit is really at the very core of my spiritual beliefs. And not only is it just at the core of my spiritual beliefs, but it is really at the core of my spiritual practice. Because one of the main aspects of my spiritual practice is actually doing that, seeing the divine within all people and within all things, within all situations and all activities and all circumstances. That is my spiritual practice. And when I do that, it makes me feel connected. It makes me feel part of the whole and part of the one, as we all are. It is also my very favorite principle, I think, that Centers for Spiritual Living teaches, or of religious science, that infinite one is within and through everything. That infinite one expresses itself in, through, and as everything that is in form, rather than a man-god that is out separate and apart and distinct from life and from human beings and from everything that exists. That instead, that presence, the presence of the all good, the presence of the creative intelligence, that infinite potentiality is everywhere present. That is what I love about this philosophy. And so holding that perspective that everything is sacred, that everything is filled with the divine, and everything is alive with spirit, means then, for instance, when I go out into my backyard and I see a lizard laying on a rock in the sun, or a lizard scampering across the pathway. We have lots of baby lizards in my yard right now. This is the time that they're born. It means that when I see one of those lizards, I can actually feel reverence for it. That I actually see it as part of life and as part of the whole, as part of this family of beingness that we all are on this planet. And when I see a spider in my backyard in a web, it actually enables me to see that differently, that I can marvel at the beauty of that spider, yellow and black striped legs, or I can marvel at the intelligence within that spider that enables it to build that perfectly geometric web, or even that it can create that sticky stuff that it can create a web out of. It's just amazing to me. Or I can put my feet in the water in my backyard, or put my feet in a stream, and that I can marvel just at the miracle of water. And to think about that water connects us to every single living thing on this planet. That we drink it, that we bathe in it, that we use it, and it connects us to everything. All of that, all of those things are the beingness of spirit in form, the beingness of the infinite one here in form. Eckhart Tolle said, "Everything that exists has being, has God essence, has some degree of consciousness. Everything is alive. The sun, the earth, the plants, animals, humans, all expressions of consciousness in form. That's what Ernest Holmes meant when he said mind. There is only one mind, and that mind expresses its consciousness, that energy and intelligence and life energy, consciousness expressing. And I know that sometimes we don't notice the sacred in whatever is right before us. And one of the reasons is because often we put people and things into a hierarchy. And we name, for instance, people who are rich, or people who are powerful, or people who have well-paying jobs, or people that are smart or powerful. Somehow, we deem them as more valuable. They're more valuable than the person who is poor, or not as smart, or has lower status. And so what we do then is we admire those people that have that high status, and we kind of brush aside the others and don't give much attention or energy to them. And in that, we miss the sacred that is present there also. As human beings, we have told ourselves that humans are more valuable than other humans, and that humans are more valuable than animals, or plants, or insects, or even the earth itself. But do you know what? Just for instance, if we did not have insects, we would have no fruit. There would be nothing to pollinate the fruit, many vegetables, and no fruit at all on this planet. And if we didn't have insects, the trees and leaves and plants that fell dead would just sit there on the ground and eventually would build up, and we would be buried in all this stuff. But the insects eat them and break them down. The bacteria breaks them down and turns them back into soil. That in itself is sacred. What a sacred thing that there is something that breaks everything down and keeps creating earth out of itself so that we can grow plants and have food and thrive. Sometimes we don't see the sacred that is right in front of us because we deem things as other, you know, those other people. Or we see wildlife or reptiles or spiders or even nature as other. It's other than us. And sometimes when something is other, then we deem it as scary. And if we see something as scary, certainly we see it as less sacred than something that isn't scary. So I have a question. This is just like a side note. Why are people afraid of those green beetles? You know those green beetles that are out right now? Have you ever stopped and looked at how beautiful they are? And do you know they don't bite? They can't even bite you. And I think it's fascinating that people are afraid of them. I invite you. They do eat Joyce figs. They get in your hair. That is the one thing they do. They fly slowly and they get in your hair, and you have to pick them out of your hair if they land in your hair. That's exactly it. And really, mostly, I think we don't notice the sacred or see the sacred that's in the world because we are so much in our heads. And we're so much in our heads that we aren't in the moment. We aren't present with what's right before us. Instead, we're worrying about something, the past or the future, or we're planning for the future, and we're not even present to what is right in front of us. And the last thing, the reason we don't notice how sacred thing, what the sacred is that's right in front of us, we don't see it, is simply because we forget. We forget that the sacred is within everything. We forget to even look for it. Eckhart Tolle said, "We depend on nature not only for our physical survival, we also need nature to show us the way home, the way out of the prison of our minds. When we get lost in doing, thinking, remembering, anticipating, lost in a maze of complexity and in a world of problems. We have forgotten what plants, and animals still know. We have forgotten how to be still, to be ourselves, to be where we are, here and now. To bring your attention to a stone, a tree, or an animal does not mean to think about it, but to simply perceive it, to hold it in your awareness. Something of its essence then transmits itself to you. You can sense how still it is. And in doing so, that same stillness arises within you. You sense how deeply it rests in being, completely at one with what it is, and here it is. In realizing this, you too come to a place of deep rest within yourself. Bring awareness to the many subtle sounds of nature, the rustling of leaves in the wind, raindrops falling, the humming of an insect, the first bird song at dawn. Give yourself completely to the act of listening. Beyond the sounds, there is something greater, a sacredness that cannot be understood by thought. When you perceive nature only through the mind, through thinking, you cannot sense its aliveness, its beingness. You see the form only and are unaware of the life within the form, the sacred itself. Noticing, being present to nature, gets us out of our heads and gets us into our spirit. We have forgotten what plants and animals still know. The sacredness, that which is beyond words. And I know that we all want to have an experience of spirit. We want to have the experience of spirit within us, the experience of spirit all around us. We long to experience our own spirit and our sense of love and connection with others and with everything, with the critters of the world, our connection and oneness with that from whence we have come. We yearn to experience our own spirit and our own spirituality. The divine within us longs to recognize the holy and the sacred and the divinity in all things, because doing that brings us home. Home to our own spirits, home to spirit within us. And so the title of my talk today is Everything is Sacred. And I'm talking about we see the sacred when we look for it. We recognize the sacred, and when we do that, it brings us home, home to oneness. When we recognize the sacred, it enables us to recognize the magnificence within all things, even the spider. When we recognize the sacred, it takes us to a place where we feel gratitude for all of it. It takes us to a place where our hearts open. Recognizing the sacred right before us helps us remember the truth, the capital T truth, that everything is sacred and everything is filled with the divine and everything is alive with spirit. Nature is healing. Experiencing the sacred anywhere, in anything, at any time is healing to us. Experiencing connection is healing. St. Francis of Assisi said, "A cat purring on your lap is more healing than any drug in the world. as the vibration you are receiving are pure love and contentment. We all know what that's like to have a cat purring on your lap and how good that feels. So I'd like to share a story with you. It says, at the Fishkill Correctional Facility in upstate New York, more than 1,600 men convicted of abuse, robbery, and murder are serving their time there. A groundbreaking program called Puppies Behind Bars is transforming these offenders. Inmates are given 8-week-old puppies and taught to train them to become service dogs for the disabled, including wounded soldiers. The puppies and prisoners are together 24 hours a day. In return, the puppies give the prisoners something many of them have never experienced before: unconditional love. Quote, I really had no regards for other people. It was always me, me, me. Joining this program helped me have a sense of pride again. To know that by nurturing and raising these dogs to their fullest potential, that I could give back. Roberto is an inmate whose life has been changed by the program. Convicted of second-degree murder, Roberto has been in prison since he was 17. I'm now 33 years old, he says. I wish I could turn back the hands of time for the hurt and the pain that I've caused so many people, especially my victim's family. Roberto was chosen for Puppies Behind Bars and immediately bonded with his yellow lab, Frankie. From the moment I got her, it was amazing, he says. There were some beautiful moments in here that I shared with my puppy. Eventually, Frankie had to move on, and Roberto had to say goodbye. The first night without Frankie, I have to say, was a long night, he said. Since leaving Roberto, Frankie the Yellow Lab has become a lifeline for Sergeant Alan Hill, who suffers from traumatic brain injury and severe combat-related post-traumatic stress disorder after he was hit by a roadside bomb in Iraq. Frankie helps Sergeant Hill overcome his paralyzing, violent flashbacks by kissing his face. After a few months together, Sergeant Hill and Frankie return to Fishkill to meet Roberto. When Frankie sees Roberto, he takes off running. She looks so beautiful, Roberto says. Sergeant Hill thanks Roberto for all that he's done. Frankie has been there for me. She's been my rock when I've needed help. She's been my rock when I've needed her to help me out with a flashback or a nightmare. I can do things that for a year and a half I couldn't do. Roberto is moved. This is an overwhelming feeling, and to see you is breathtaking, he says, and to see what Frankie has done in your life. Joan Chittister, who is a Benedictine nun, theologian, author, and speaker, said, "Awareness of the sacred in life is what holds our world together. And lack of awareness of the sacred is what is tearing it apart." When we recognize the sacred within anything, it makes us want to take care of it. When we recognize, for instance, the sacredness of this planet, it makes us want to take care of the oceans and the rivers and the lakes. It makes us want to recycle and take care of the things that we get from the earth. It makes us want to only eat fish where it is sustainable fishing. It makes us want to do whatever we can do to mitigate climate change when we see it as sacred. When we see the sacredness of animals, it once makes us want to preserve wild spaces so that they have a home to live in. When we see the sacredness in people, it makes me realize everyone doesn't have to see things the way that I see them or believe the way that I believe, but we are still connected. We are still family. we are still part of the whole, and we still belong to each other. We only experience spirit when we notice it. That means then that our job is to notice it and to create situations for ourselves where we can notice the sacred that is right there before us. And so how do you do that? I think there's lots of things we can do. One is just to go out in nature, to be in nature and to stop and observe a tree or a flower, to watch a bee pollinating a flower, to watch a spider create a web, to go out into this park. This park is beautiful if you don't ever spend time. Just go and be there and look at the trees and breathe the air and allow yourself to be immersed in that. Notice the colors and the patterns and the uniqueness of every single one of those things in nature. Notice the opulence and the creativity of nature. Notice the clouds and a sky-filled night of stars, the breeze blowing. Martin Luther said, God writes the gospel not in the Bible alone, but in trees and flowers and clouds and stars. It's so easy to experience the divine that way. And so remember that you are part of the whole, part of the oneness of life, that you are one thread in this tapestry of life, all woven together out of that infinite one. Here, together, sharing this planet with everything else that's on this planet. Part of being awake, I think, is caring for the whole. And when we care for the whole, we care for ourselves. And when we care for the whole, we care for all of life. And so my invitation to you is to remember that the divine is present in everything and in everyone. To stop and notice. Notice the divine in whatever is before you. And as you notice the divine in whatever it is before you, as you do that, to notice, do you feel a connection then with that thing, with that person, with whatever it is that you're noticing? Do you feel connection? Do you feel kinship with that? And from there, you may see that everything is sacred, and that everything is filled with the divine, and that everything is alive with spirit. And as you do that, you automatically will act as a beneficial presence in this world. And so blessings to every single one of you as you walk this path, as you bring spirit into this world in a way that is healing and beautiful and makes whole and restores and is nothing but good. So blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so that is exactly what we are recognizing right here, right now, is that infinite one that is everywhere present. Everywhere we look, we see this one expressing itself in the trees and in the plants and in the animals, in the stars and in the clouds, in the sun, in the hugs and in the connections, in the food. Everywhere we look is the divine, unfolding itself, expressing itself. And not only is it everywhere we look, but it is also within us. It is the very essence of our own spirit, our own divine nature. It is what we have come from, and it is what we are here as, that divine presence. And so today, in recognizing our oneness with everything, in recognizing the sacred within everything, something is stirred and something is awakened. And just in that recognition alone, there is some sort of healing that takes place. There is some sort of restoration that takes place within our own spirit and within that which we are noticing. For in truth, it is all one. In truth, it is all God, Spirit, the infinite creative presence of the universe. And so today we walk in that light and as that light, seeing the sacred everywhere we look and everywhere we go. We bring a heart of compassion and of kindness, of reverence and of love, of companionship, and the desire to work together for the common good, and gratitude. And so we live this life walking from that perspective, with an open heart and an open mind and open arms, for we are here as that beneficial presence. And so I speak this word not only about us in this room, but I speak this word about every single person on this planet, that the fullness of the presence of the Infinite One is right where every single person is, and that right now it is unfolding itself to meet the need of every single need on this planet, whether it be an answer or a solution, whether it be a creative idea or food or nurturance or love or companionship, whatever that need might be, it is being met right now, because the infinite that is indeed infinite is right there. And it unfolds itself as the meeting of that need. I speak this word knowing that the intelligence, the wisdom, the love of God is unfolding through every single politician, an awakening happening on this planet, an awakening of truth, of connection, of oneness, and of the good that lives within each person. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, recognizing and expecting its unfolding right now. And so I invite you to join me in saying, "And so it is." We don't have another song, so that means then it's time for our affirmation.
If you would join me as we read this together. Today, I notice that the divine is within everything. I stop and look and see the sacred everywhere. I feel my connection and kinship with all. And so it is.
What a fabulous spiritual path this is to be walking, huh? No hell and fire and brimstone, just love. Just love and connection and oneness. Stacy's voice right at the end. That's nice. Really nice. So I have a few invitations for you as part of this family. The one is, we are having a backyard sing-along and concert with Rick Dale on September 2nd, which is just like 2 weeks away, I think, now. It's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30 at Enjoy Jane's Backyard. So if you don't know her address, talk with her. Your fee for attending this concert is to either bring an appetizer or a dessert to share. So it's actually not going to be a fundraiser. It's going to be a get-together so we can spend some quality time with each other and just hang out. Inviting you again to join Meetup and to say that you're coming, to follow us on Facebook, and to share those videos when they show up in your feed, share them. And we have a sign-up sheet in the back to join one of our teams if you'd like to be a greeter or an usher or to do in-reach or outreach or to bring coffee. And that we have support after church. Our practitioners are available to support you in prayer. We have a Ministry of Prayer box. You can fill out a request. We'll support you during the week. And we have prayer shawls. If you'd like to take one of those home with you, you are invited to do that.